This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man stole a face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. I want to give out the number right now. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Tonight, Donald Trump will announce at 8 o'clock on primetime TV his choice for Supreme Court justice, which I'm sure will be very contentious. It's down to two names, Judge Gorsuch, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, and a guy by the name of Thomas Hardiman. I believe he's from the state of Ohio. At any rate, Trump has announced that he's bringing down both guys. I guess it's going to be like a face-off. It's almost going to be like The Apprentice. You're hired! Also, I want to give people a list. Here's a list, because everybody's freaking out about Donald Trump and this travel restriction. Here's a list of presidents that have banned people from entering the U.S. All right? Chester Arthur, who was a Republican. Calvin Coolidge, who was a Republican. Teddy Roosevelt, of course, a Republican. FDR, who was a Democrat. The U.S. Congress actually did it. Democrats controlled both houses. In 1917, they banned Asians and Pacific Islanders. Until 1952, when Congress passed and President Woodrow Wilson, a Democrat, vetoed. Congress went ahead and overrode the veto. Jimmy Carter, of course, was a Democrat. He restricted Iranians from coming into the United States in 1980 after the Iranians took over the U.S. Embassy in Tehran. Ronald Reagan, he did it five times. Of course, he was a Republican. George W. Bush, of course, a Republican did it. Bill Clinton did it six times. Of course, he was a Democrat. Barack Obama did it as well in 2011 when he limited Iraqis from coming into the United States for 6 months. And, of course, Donald J. Trump. And I guess it's only un-American when Trump does it. But let me reiterate for you the law. A lot of people are talking about how this is going to be overturned by the courts. This is unconstitutional. Let me add this, please, because I think that with the hysteria going on, people are forgetting that the U.S. Constitution only applies to U.S. citizens. Therefore, this notion that somehow this is unconstitutional. It's unconstitutional. My God, he can't do this. It's unconstitutional. The U.S. Constitution only applies to U.S. citizens. It doesn't apply to anyone else. Okay? So stop with your histrionics that this is unconstitutional. It's going to be overturned. Let me also add something else. The actual law. Let me read to you the law. Now, this is not rocket science. Okay? This is not rocket science. 8 U.S. Code 1182. Inadmissible aliens. Suspension of entry or imposition of restrictions by president. Whenever the president finds that the entry of any alien or any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, he may deem by proclamation for such periods as he shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem to be appropriate. Now, let me explain to you what that means to the people that don't understand English, maybe, listening to my show. Whenever the president finds that the entry of any alien or any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, he may suspend entry of all aliens or any class of aliens. It doesn't matter. He's well within the law. I don't want to hear it anymore. It is ridiculous. Okay? Stop. The Constitution of the United States applies to U.S. citizens of the United States. And that's it. It doesn't apply to illegal aliens, to refugees, to non-citizens. It's pretty clear. So I don't want to hear that anymore. Okay? And there are many, many, many times, as I just noted, throughout history, where presidents have banned people from entering the United States. The difference is we didn't have a compliant media filled with sycophants that were the opposite. I mean, really, Steve Bannon is right when he says that the media is the opposition. The media is the opposition because certainly the Democrat Party is laughable. They've been completely hollowed out. Oh, and here's another big scandal going on. Oh, Steve Bannon shouldn't be in the National Security Council. In fact, I saw this article. This is McClatchy today. Some Republican lawmakers are worried about Bannon's role in the Security Council. Oh, no. Really? Really? Steve Bannon. He's a guy that was a former naval officer. He has a master's degree in from the School of Foreign Service at Georgetown. He has a MBA from Harvard. You know, he can pretty much sit on any Security Council that the president deems him to be worthy of sitting in. So it, again, I hate to tell you people this, and it reminds you of this, but there are consequences to elections. All right? So I don't want to hear this, well, you know, we need to get along now. No, we're not getting along with you. You people are crazy. Okay? We're not getting along with you. We're done with you. Now's not the time to get along. That's what losers say. Well, can't we get along? No. Too late for getting along. Should have tried that before. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. With the debate over the legality of President Donald Trump's immigration and travel ban still raging Monday evening, NBC broadcast their nightly news program from the shadow of the Statue of Liberty. accompanied by a lecture from anchor Lester Holt. It went something like this. Behind me, the Statue of Liberty, which for nearly 130 years has symbolized the welcome arms of a country of immigrants, he opined at the start of the program. But tonight, she also stands as a symbolic flashpoint in a country in the midst of soul-searching over the limits of its generosity in an age of international terrorism. NBC, much like its competitors ABC and CBS, spent most of their Monday night program centered on the White House's controversial executive order. But maybe they should have been a little more fair and balanced. Let me just play this for you. I want to play for you Lester Holt. And then after that, I want to compare and contrast CBS and what they did. Okay? Now, listen. Okay, here we go.
And a final thought before we leave you tonight. There's been a lot of talk about who we are as a country and how we should represent ourselves to the world. For many, the ideals inscribed on the statue behind me frame that discussion. For others, the threats of a modern era necessitate adapting to a new reality. It is complicated and in many ways forms a new crossroads in America. And we will remain at the intersection of this unfolding story to report it.
Today, the...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. We need you to lecture us, okay? You did such a great job with that election. But here was actually CBS. I want you to listen to this.
White House said that most Americans agree with the immigration ban and...
Huh? What?
Respected poll from Quinnipiac University agrees. It was taken 3 weeks ago, and by a margin of 48% to 42%, American voters support suspending immigration from terror-prone regions, even if it means turning away refugees. 53% support requiring immigrants from Muslim countries to register with the government.
Look, even Muslims, okay? Even Muslims support the ban. And the majority of Americans. Even, by the way, people that didn't even vote for Donald Trump support this ban. First of all, let me just play this for you. Okay? This is an Iraqi... interpreter. He was actually Chris Kyle's interpreter. And this is very telling. I want you to listen to this, what he said about the ban. Okay? This is kind of like the Redskins. Whole Redskin deal. I want you to listen to this. Because he says that if you disagree with Trump, you need to go back to your own country. Really? Yeah. Yeah, if you disagree, you need to go back to your own country. Let me just try to, for whatever reason, this thing is, let me see if I can get this thing to play here. No, it's not. Anyway, my point is that, and I've got it here somewhere. Wait a minute. Let me just find it. I have another source here. Give me 1 second here. I got so much stuff here to get to here. And that's the problem is I have way too much stuff here. I thought, again, after the election that, you know, it would be boring. And I wouldn't have that much to talk about. But no, that's not true. Oh, okay, here. This is the Iraqi man who worked for the American sniper. Okay, wait, here.
President Trump, he put United States at the first level of his priorities. He don't kind of play some games with telling some names about terrorists or something. No, he just like, I want to protect my country no matter how much it's going to take me. And one of those things, he want to ban refugee for 3 months. And this is give us more safe environment for our family, for our kids, our wives, our parents. And I think everyone love United States should support Trump.
He also went on to say this individual, by the way, his name is, I love this, his name is Johnny Walker. I wonder how he got that name. Anyway, he also went on to say in this interview, this gentleman that goes by the name of Johnny Walker, I wonder if he's red or black. He went on to say that, look, I don't want to be worried about, when I send my kids to school, if they're going to be blown up. He's like, I just came from that. That's why I came here. I fled Iraq because they're blowing people up there, dude. And it's a very small price to pay. This is a refugee from Iraq who's saying this. He's like, look, we support the ban. We don't have a problem with it. Again, it's just like, as I said in the last segment, if you listen to the last segment, I liken this to the whole Redskin deal, right? Where liberals and the media were outraged about the name of the Redskins, and when actual Native Americans were asked, 98% said they supported the name Redskins. They didn't have a problem with the Redskins. So maybe we should be asking those people, huh? Yeah. Yeah, crazy. Look, my point is that Muslims aren't offended. Why are we offended for them? Huh? Why are we offended for them? Let's ask the people that are affected by the ban. Not the people that are in this country already. But the people that are affected by the ban. And they got no problem with this ban. They're like, look, if it makes us safer, I'm good. Because they know what it's like to flee a violence in their countries. Nobody's talking about stopping Muslim people from coming into this country. Do you know the largest Muslim country? Indonesia. Yeah, in the world. It's not part of the ban. We'll be right back.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I love how the media has basically egg on their faces now today. Because the media narrative, was, of course, you know, over the weekend and into Monday was, my God, you can't do this. It's unconstitutional. It's un-American. It's going to be overturned. How dare you actually do what you say you were going to do? And think of the children. So, of course, what we always see is the media, they always, trot out people, right, to verify their false narrative, to, you know, prove their false news, their fake news, okay? So, for the last couple of days, I've seen, and it's hilarious, because it started at the airport, right? When they had the Iraqi interpreter came out after he had been detained for, a couple hours while he was, you know, they're asking him additional questions. And he said, oh, I like Donald Trump. I love Donald Trump. You got all these people that come out and say, oh, I love Donald Trump. Oh, we support this. The media's like, what are you talking about? What do you have, Stockholm Syndrome or something? Case in point, here's today. This is, what's her name? Oh, Brooke Baldwin. Brooke Baldwin on CNN. I want you to listen to this exchange. This is with a Syrian who says he backs Donald Trump in the spam. Okay, now listen. I
just really wanted to talk to you. I think it's fascinating that you have these, you know, refugees or immigrants who are in this country who are saying what Mr. Trump is doing is a good thing. You say what he's doing is right. I want you to tell me why.
Now, Brooke Baldwin's like kind of freaking out. He's like, she's like, wait. What are you talking about? This is just it doesn't compute in my brain. You mean to tell me that you actually are a Muslim and you support Donald Trump? How dare you? This is anti-Muslim. This is Islamophobic. Listen.
Well, we are 100% with President Trump in redirecting the refugee situation, which was made a lot of concern, and a lot of us were concerned about the refugee situation that was put by the previous administrations. Now, redirecting the refugee situation right now, especially with the new administration, is something very important to keep the United States safe and to come back to the right track in helping the refugees, not only the Syrian refugees, but the refugees from all over the world.
But let's talk Syrian refugees, and let me just ask you.
She's like, wait a minute. She still can't believe it, and she tries to goad him. Listen.
This great opportunity to come to this great country in 1991, I want you to tell me why your Syrian brethren should not have the same opportunity.
Well, in Syria, as we all know, there is a religious war. And the refugees that are coming to United States of America, we have no background information about them, since there is no communication between the Syrian government and our government in the United States of America. We like the refugees. We like to help the refugees. We like to help the refugees going back home safe to their country by reestablishing communication with the Syrian government, by stabilizing the Syrian land, by re-stabilizing Syria, and allow the Syrian refugees to come back home to their homeland, to Syria, not make them travel throughout the world, the continent, to United States of America with a new atmosphere, a new society, new language. So we really like to help the refugees to come back to their homeland in Syria.
Brooke Baldwin is, she can't believe it. How could this be? Are you crazy? What kind of person are you? Again, it so reminds me again of you know what liberals do. You know, they jump the gun, they become outraged by everything. And if by the way, if the media is going to continue to be outraged by everything Donald Trump does, if it's DEFCON 5. Every time Donald Trump does anything, it's going to be a very, very long 8 years. I mean, really. I love it. I got to tell you, I love it. I can't, every day, again, to see these people and the collective freak out every single day. And is this what they're going to continue to do? Because I got to tell you, it's just, for me, it makes me happy. It makes me happy to see the media and how they deal with this. You know, it's so funny because they've been putting all these people on. I haven't found one person, except for, you know, the usual suspects, like, you know, people from CARE, you know, radical leftists. And the irony is the irony of this is that the left, Islam is really, if you have strict adherence to Islam, Islam is against everything that liberals stand for. I mean, Islam is anti-gay. It's anti-woman. It just It is against everything that liberals stand for. But for some reason, they will go ahead and suspend all their liberal beliefs for this notion that, you know, they're with Islam and they're now Muslim. You'd be the first one that they would kill. There's no, within Islam, truly, there's no liberal wing of Islam. No. Islam has not undergone a reformation. They pretty much are stuck 7,000 years ago. Or whatever it may be. I'm sorry, it's not 7,000 years ago. I'm exaggerating. Anyway, the point is that Islam is really against everything that the left stands for. They're going to dig in their heels on this. I would really like to see some of these people go live in an Islamic country. Where, by the way, you can't practice freedom of religion. No. You can't practice freedom of religion. In fact, you could be executed for practicing any other religion. And women, you're not equal citizens. You don't get equal pay. You can't even drive. But for some reason, the left has attached themselves to this particular cause. And Muslims aren't even down with it. The ones that are in this country. They came here because they wanted to escape those psychos in their own countries. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. While a sweeping executive order signed by President Trump last Friday drew furious protests from the left and condemnation from Democrat governors and foreign leaders, American voters strongly backed the move. This from a new poll by Rasmussen. But this isn't just Rasmussen. There was another Pew Research poll that came out with the same thing. This is amazing. Rasmussen reports surveyed 1,000 likely voters. 57% backed the temporary ban on refugees, while just 33% opposed the move. Similarly, 56% support the temporary entry ban for visa holders from those same seven nations. 32% oppose the measure. A second poll conducted by Quinnipiac. Actually, that was the poll I was referring to. It wasn't Pew. It was Quinnipiac. Also suggests Americans back the executive order. According to the Quinnipiac poll, 48%. Back the suspension. I want to play this for you. This is, Selena Zito. I've been following her. She's a writer for the New York Post. I think she's now with the Washington Examiner. She gets it. She's one of the people that throughout the campaign, she was based in, I think she used to work for the Pittsburgh Gazette. And she talked about, the Trump voter in Pennsylvania, Western Pennsylvania, Ohio. Anyway, I want you to hear what she had to say today.
The reason that the majority of Americans agree with the president is because they understand that that's his number one priority. And it's his number one duty, as it should be with any leader, to keep our people and our institutions safe from attack. And that these steps are, frankly, common sense steps that the president's taking to make sure that we're never looking in the rearview mirror saying we should have done something like this.
Majority of support for the ban. Where do they get that? Let's discuss with CNN contributor Selena Zito. She's also a reporter for the Washington Examiner and reporter and a columnist for the New York Post, and CNN political analyst and national political reporter for the New York Times, Mr. Alex Burns. Selena Zito, you are the self-appointed Trump people whisperer. Do you believe this notion that Sean Spicer says that a majority of the country agrees with the president about the immigrant ban?
I would agree that the majority of his supporters agree with the ban. And I did go out and drove around Pennsylvania and Ohio over the weekend, talked to a lot of people on the Amtrak train yesterday from Pittsburgh to Washington, and there were a lot of people that did not vote for him who liked the idea of the sort of stoppage, the pause. They like the idea of a more rigorous vetting. They're not particularly thrilled with the way that he did it. Mm-hmm. Nonetheless, they like the idea. They believe that we need to do a better job of vetting, and they didn't see it as a religious ban. I think the problem Trump got into with people calling it that and feeling it is that way is because of the rhetoric that he used during the campaign.
And Selena, one more question for you before we get to Alex. When you point out to those people, there's never been a refugee who's been involved in a terror attack here, what do they say to the facts?
Good question. They don't look at it as it's targeting anyone. And they look at they understand that a refugee has never done that, or a current refugee. I think the guy from Ohio State was actually a refugee from Somalia. I'm not positive, but I think that he was. But they don't look at it that way. They look at it as a stopgap way to check everyone, right, whether they're refugee or Christian or Muslim, whatever their motivation is.
Jeffrey Lord joined.
So let me just comment on this. So it turns out that Americans actually support the ban. Americans support it overwhelmingly. I've already given you the statistics here. The Rasmussen poll, the Quinnipiac poll, Selena Zito, anecdotally. This is no different than the election. Because remember, the media told us overwhelmingly, there's no way Trump's going to win. Hillary's got this in the bag. Just listen to us. We know what we're talking about. And then people parrot stupidity. I mean, I remember during the campaign, I had people telling me this all the time. Well, Hillary's going to win. I can't tell you how many people told me that. People that were quote unquote Republicans. All right. Republicans actually said this. Ron Mann. They actually said, she's going to win. There's no way. See, that's what the media kept telling us. Just like now they're telling us how outraged everyone is. This is not what we're about. And, of course, what do? They go to these protests. They go to the airport. And they hone in on people at the airport. By the way, these people at the airport, have they stopped and thought about what they're doing to other people and how they're inconveniencing other people? Other people that may not have voted for Donald Trump or aren't political. They missed their flights. They were delayed. All because you wanted to protest. It seems rather unfair. Because, the left always talks about fairness, right? They don't care about fairness. They don't care about fairness, and the media doesn't care about the truth. Because the reality is that most people support this because they want to feel safe. And that's why Trump won. So, just keep doing what you're doing, media. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep putting out a false narrative, because the thing is, it's not working anymore. People get it now. And they've had it. And the jig is up for you. Same with the media. How long before the media implodes? We're already seeing it. But how long before somebody loses their job? Because it's true, in private industry, you'd be out. You would have been fired. You'd be fired. Imagine if you were, for instance, you worked for a hedge fund and you constantly predicted wrong. You'd be fired. But these people still got jobs. It's amazing. So now the media is going to tell us, again, this false narrative that, everybody's against this. And no, they're not. Actually, they're not against it. Actually, majority of Americans actually support it. And then, that whole thing about Muslims. Well, they actually support it, too. Oh, and the refugees that are coming to this country. Oh, they support it, too. You know why? Because they know. Because they just came from that, and they know how bad it is. How evil it is. So, stop lying to us. Just report, and then we'll decide. But don't tell us how to think. Because it's not working anymore. It just doesn't work anymore. I mean, you can keep doing it. And we'll keep turning you off. Do you think it's a coincidence that your approval rating is lower than that of Congress? All right, I got to take a quick break. The madness and the mayhem, and yes, the manhood, returns in a moment. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
To the Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to the Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.